Thank you for holding. Is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jerry. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. How are you?
Busier than usual, but I guess it's a good problem.
That's what some people say, right?
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. Everybody decides to get ready
to be
for
a great problem.
Yeah. All of a sudden, at the last second, I'm like, you could have started this months ago, you know, you'd probably already have a bunch of reviews.
Right.
But anyway.
I mean, for some reason, plumbers are the same thing. All of a sudden, the holidays come around, they're like, well, I haven't used this bathroom in, you know, in 12 months, and here we are.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to go over some pricing with you. There's a discounted pricing structure she requested, but... did she do a good job of kind of explaining the placement and how that works?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Did you have any, like, specific questions about being listed on Google, or?
No, not necessarily. Like,
okay.
I just explained to her. It was just kind of advertising myself today with another company, too, so I'm not sure how much more I could want to actually spend an advertisement at this moment.
She sent me that, yeah. Angie's List?
Yeah. So that's, yeah, yep.
Angie's Leads. They were Angie's List before, and then they got bought out by Home Advisor. Now they're Angie's Leads.
Yeah.
But that company gets their leads from Google. I mean, their parent company, Home Advisor, pays Google like $8 million a month.
Right.
So all they're doing is reselling you leads they're getting from Google. We would actually verify your business, list you on Google independently. You know, every business just to even exist on Google, like for people to be able to look you up and make sure you're real, especially in the plumbing category, you have to get verified. And that's the first thing we do on every account. That'll advance your business significantly, you know, just by having people be able to verify and see that, hey, you got license, you got insurance, business registration, real company. Rather than some fly-by-night, just trying to get some listings going out there, fish. I mean, this would be about cutting out the middleman in that service then. If we list you independently, you don't have the leads going to three or four other guys that you're bidding against or have to pay lead fees on every single one, whether you get it or not. You know, we just list you up there, and the customers can call you live. Just pull out their phone, type in plumber, your top option there if they're within 40 miles of you. They could click on it. It'll call you directly as a live call. There's no intercepting or texting the lead or anything like that. It just goes straight through to you. There is a tracking system, too, so you'll be able to see specifically what's coming from us if you want to compare the two side by side and get a definitive answer on what your 2025 marketing strategy is going to look like. But normally we charge $499 for the plumbing category. That's kind of the hiccup there. It's not exactly cheap. You can only get listed when there's a spot open. What I was thinking I could do, hold on, let me see. Do you have a website?
No.
I wasn't seeing one. Okay. There's a package, that platinum package is $499, but I could upgrade it to a platinum premier and include the website, and then I'll drop the pricing down, to just $299 month to month. And then I can lock in that rate. So you'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us. It won't go up or change. That'll cover Waukesha County and surrounding areas, too. We could actually cut out some areas if you don't want to cover a full 40 miles.
Right. Yeah, 40 miles is kind of a lot.
Yeah. Well, the verification, I mean, it's traditionally like they send a PIN to you in the mail. And then that's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a little five-digit number on the back of the PIN we get from you. And then it traditionally covers 40 miles from that location, but you can cookie cutter it, you know. We could also eliminate by zip code if there's just certain areas of town you don't want to go to or things like that. So it's customizable. We like to make it so that every call you get, they have to type in a service that you wanted to be found for and be within an area that you're willing to go to. That way it's not wasting your time or theirs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there... can I have, like, an email about this and then call you guys back? Or is it one of those things that I have to, like, say yes or no right now?
Well, no. I mean, it sounds bad when you say it that way.
Well, right. I mean, right? It's one of those things. It's an only phone call when I hang up. This is it.
Well, I mean, we could still, like, build a website for you and all these other things, but having a website, even the Google verification, is not nearly as effective without the placement. And we can't get you the placement without there being a spot open in your industry and area. So that's the only reason why they're pushing for today is because, you know, nobody wants to build a website and then not have it be seen by the ideal prospect. So we're able to do it the other way around. A lot of guys build the website. They wait for a spot to open up. It's like, hey, we have a spot open. We can knock out your website simultaneously, and you go right into a profitable situation.
Right.
Yeah. So two birds with one stone there. Instead of having to wait 11 months to get yourself up there, going through the slow route.
Right.
But I did text you my contact info. I text over the pricing just for credibility reasons, so you know we're a real company. If you look up our business, Local Splash, you know, I'll send you our reviews too. We've been in business since 2004. We're actually right next to the Google headquarters. So, I mean, if there's any questions in your mind about legitimacy, it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly without having to try to set up an ad on your own.
And it's not so much about being legit. It's more just how much more money I want to spend right now is what I'm just trying to process here.
I mean, you're definitely at a crossroad.
You know, I mean,
so, like, I know you're new.
Understand I can, right. Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So I know you're new.
Go ahead. Yep.
You're definitely at a crossroads right here because, like, let's say we close out the category and then you fast forward 2 months later from now. And you're just fed up with buying leads, which I think is going to happen. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, comment. Thousands of business owners have sued that company. Just for bogus leads or old leads, whatever the case may be. Right? So you get to that point two months from now and you go, hey, I want to put myself on Google. Well, it's not just verifying yourself and building a website. You got to have the local listing available. Right. So then you might be without Home Advisor by Angie's. I mean, not saying that your word-of-mouth chain isn't strong. You might have a word-of-mouth chain that we're not seeing, but just online, your presence is going to be basically non-existent at that point until we have another spot open, right? So it's definitely a crossroads. Yep. It's like, hey, do I want to continue to pay for your lead throughout 2025 and commit to that, or do I want to get my Google business profile up and running? And honestly, as a business owner, you should have gotten your business profile set up like when you started the company. The same thing with the website.
Right.
So at least that way we could build up some reviews and stuff. You know, it's never too soon to start on that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. The more you put that off, it's like preventing the business from advancing from just a credibility standpoint, from people being able to look you up and see what you've done. So I don't want to twist your arm or anything like that, but if I'm able to offer it month to month and get the pricing cut down by more than 50%, I definitely think it's worth giving a shot at least for the next 30 days and compare it and see what I'm talking about here. I'm pretty sure at the end of this 30 days, you'll have
answer. All right. So, I mean, is there a way to cancel then? How about that?
Well, yeah, it's month to month. Every business owner you see on the first page of Google got a call like this, but they're going month by month. They're not doing year contracts.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how we keep you guys honest.
All right. So just month to month.
Uh-huh.
I like that right there. All right. So
yeah, because at any time, Jerry, if you start getting a bunch of bad reviews, we'll just take it from you, you know? It's kind of the backhanded way of saying it, but that's the truth. So that's why it's month to month. It's like, yeah. We want to keep everybody honest. We got to make sure we're bringing you jobs for you to want to keep coming back, and then you got to make sure that you're taking care of people getting good reviews in order to keep using the placement. So it's a fair shake.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like the month-to-month thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's tracking
all the
too.
What do you mean as far as the tracking? How does that work?
Well, for you, if you're a smaller business, that's going to be a huge tool for you. We have an app that tracks everything. So, like, if somebody calls you off of Google in your tracking system and app, you'll actually have the call in there, like the recording of the conversation. And you can put in notes and keep track of your customers. Like, oh, I did this, this, and this for him on this date. client relation management system. And then you can also request reviews to them when you complete the jobs, and just kind of helps you keep track of everything there.
Right.
And you can evaluate your return on investment from us each month too, and see how many clients we're actually bringing in compared to whatever else you're using there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's going to be $300 a month?
It'd be $299. Exactly. There's no other charges. Yeah.
All right. And then how does the website get built? I mean, how do you guys, so then after a month, I mean, do I keep the website, or how does that work then?
Well, after a month, we purchase. Yeah, we purchased the domain on your behalf, so we're not going to charge you anything for the domain, right? It costs us $99 to get the domain name, like jerrysplumbingservicellc.com. And so we build all the content, do all the hosting for you too as a part of the service. If you want to leave but keep the site, you do still need to have a host. So you can do that through us, or you can find like GoDaddy or Wix, and then they charge you the $99 it costs us to get the domain. That's just if you want to leave and keep that site. But while you're using us, we're not charging anything. We're including the hosting, and we're going to buy the domain on your behalf, and just the monthly subscription of $299 will take care of not just that, but Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, there's more than just the first page placement on Google we're going to do. The idea here is we kind of want to be a one-stop shop for you, so that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around, you know. You have one customer service department. It's all under one roof. And that makes it easier, too, for the Google listing, because then we don't have to, like, call you and say, hey, tell your website guy to change this so it matches up with the keywords we're listing you for on Google. We could just go ahead and say, hey, you said you want to switch to this service. We'll switch it on your website. We'll switch it on Google. We'll switch it on all the other directories and just take care of it for you. So, but for the website, it's pretty easy to build. I'm going to send you these example sites that we have here, and then I'll also schedule a client interview for tomorrow. Tonight, you can kind of look over those. We can use those as the starting point. We have one specifically for the plumbing industry, so you can see a couple of those templates. And then if you decide on one, we'll use that as the foundation, and then we'll customize it fully to your expectation.
All right.
From there. So it's pretty easy. So do I. You know, we'll ask you to send in a logo and photos if you have it, but it's really easy. We walk you through it. We do all the legwork, do all the hosting. We just want to put you in a position to just focus on these customers and get good reviews, really.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sure. We'll do it.
All right. So let me send you my contact info. This is my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead.
All right.
Actually, I already texted it over, but it's coming again. And then I'm going to send you the email address. Do you have a logo or pictures of work you've done in the past?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Then you can get those over to us through that email. And then Google's going to send you that postcard in the mail. So it's usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to get to you. There's a little 5-digit number in the back that we'll need from you. But what's the street address that I could send it to?
6730 Roosevelt, R-O-O-S-E-V-L-T, Road, Hartford, Wisconsin, 53027.
Got it. And then this address, you have the option to have it hidden or displayed?
Not as hidden.
Okay. It'll still show city, state, and zip, though. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Is Jerry short for anything?
Jerome.
Okay. O-M-E? Just J-E-R-O-M-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And then your last name?
Hellmuth. H-E-L-L-M-U-T-H.
Yeah, you sound more like a Jerry. Jerome sounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like a nicer guy. Jerome sounds like a big, big, mean guy.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Only if you're serious, you call me Jerome. That's business, right?
Yeah. Calling him on my full first name. That's how I know I'm in trouble.
Right.
Jonathan? Oh, come on. What do you mean? I'm not Johnny anymore. What happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, my wife
called
me that.
Uh-oh. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just do 8 to 4.
8 to 4? Okay. What about, is that Monday through Friday? Or do you...
Let's do 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Okay. I gotcha. 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And then Saturday and Sundays, I could put by appointment only or closed?
You can put by appointment only.
Okay, that does leave the call option available on your Google Business profile, but you're not actually expected to work. You can kind of hash it out for with them or schedule.
Well,
it.
If it's an emergency or something like that, you know, I'm not okay. Against that. I'd rather not, but you never know.
Yeah, so I'll put emergency services available. And if you ever want to change this, like if you get tired of it.
Don't put emergency services.
Okay.
No. I don't want to advertise emergency. I mean.
Yeah, because then you're getting like.
Maybe I'll do something on a Saturday, floor. But right. Because then you get a lot of people that are just calling you all the time, you know, and they're just calling you, you know, in the middle of the night or this or that for, pricing and shit. So I don't
right. That's why I my following statement was like, hey, if it gets to that point, just let us know and we could always change these hours too. But I'll set it up like 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. And then anything after that,
yep.
They got to just talk to you and
right.
you can take it up with them.
Perfect.
All right. I'm going to save. All right. And then you accept cash, check and card?
Yeah, I guess I can email and invoice on site, and then you can just pay me from 3 minutes. So yeah.
Perfect. Yep. And then Google will ask you to send in an invoice actually as part of your Google verification. I'm going to send you this form right now. What's your business email address?
J.Hellmuth, H-E-L-L-M-U-T-H, at live.com.
Starting to get sick, Jerry?
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, be careful. It's going around, though. The flu's going around.
No,
really.
I know.
My youngest, he's only 3 and a half, and he's been, like, I had a hard time leaving this morning because he popped up as soon as I popped up and was, like, jumped on me. He didn't want me to go anywhere.
Yeah, especially the hell he's all bad here.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. All right, so I have your account created. There's going to be a client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow to walk you through the client interview?
How about let's just do 9 o'clock tomorrow. It's fine.
Okay. That's actually perfect. So I have a 9 to 10 slot available, and they'll text you at 8 o'clock just as like a heads-up reminder. It's an automated text.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. Perfect.
And then there's going to be a calendar invitation as well to your email that you gave me. Now, I think that text that just came through is your Google verification form. Can you go ahead and click on that? I just want you to know what Google's going to ask in order for you to get verified as a plumber. It should be a link in there. It'll say, in order to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information. And then if you click on that link, it'll take you directly to the verification digital form.
Sign in here or what?
Yes. Hold on. Let me make sure it's the right one. Give me 1 second here. You're on the right text message. Is it asking for your email at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. It says url.localsplash.com/Google when you clicked on it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Click on that, you'll log in, and it'll ask you to fill it out. So it's going to ask you for a series of different things. I just want you to be prepared for this. This is like the only homework you'll really have to do. Once we cross this bridge, then it's kind of hands-free from there. You just focus on the customers. But email, your name, phone number, company name, and then it starts asking for things like pictures of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You could cover your license plate number if you want. It'll say upload business license or insurance documentation if you have it, okay? Mainly the ones with the red asterisk are the most important. Now, you want to go through this, Jerry, and just fill out as much as you can, as best as you can. If anything's missing, the last thing on here just says that you're open to a video call if we need to, right? Like if you're missing something on here that's preventing us from getting your verification done, Google will actually video call you and just verify you over the phone.
Murray.
Okay, so they go the machine route first. If there's any hiccups with the machine, then they manually will jump on it and just call you. So you just want to make sure you're okay with that option. And that's the fastest way to go about it. Sometimes if they end up doing the video call, then it cancels out the form that's coming in the mail, and they'll just push it all through right there.
Right.
Okay, but that's it. Okay, basically that, and then I'll send you a full outline of the agreement, too, so that way you have it on file, and then you can sign off on that. But once you're Google verified forever, Jerry. Like, even if you leave us, it'll still say that you're a trusted plumbing contractor and that you've been Google verified. It's just obviously they won't see you when they're looking for plumber. But if they look up your business name and they want to make sure you're real and, you know, look at reviews and stuff, that'll all still stick even if you leave us later. So there's a lot of long-term benefit to doing something like this, even if you only do it for a little bit. All right. So let me go back here. Client interview's good. Account set up. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Jerry, how did you want to do that?
I'm doing a card here. Hold on. Okay. I'm still trying to log in to this thing here.
Oh, okay. Take your time. I'm actually in no rush. I don't know what your schedule is like over there, but I got all day. Well, not all day. I got another hour and a half.
Well, I don't want to use that hour and a half, trust me.
Yeah, I know. I've had accounts pouring in all morning. You wouldn't believe what my task looks like in my email, my task bar. It's just
So I got to go to the url.localsplash.com, right? Google?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slash Google. You click on that.
I click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do that, and I type in you want my email or my phone number?
It should be logged into your email already. If you scroll down, are you seeing, like, your name, email? It'll start off with your regular email you type in, and then your name, and then your phone number, company name.
No, it just says Google sign in. To continue the forms, I got to sign something.
Oh, yeah. They want you to sign in to your j.helmuth@live.com. Make sure it's you. Yeah, because that's the email that you gave us. So they want all that stuff to match up. Google's AI is very sensitive when it comes to name, address, or phone number. Like, you can't have two listings floating around with different phone numbers, different addresses. Google actually, like, suspends them. If they have different websites, they have different names, same number, it's a mess, honestly. That's why the verification is so important, because they'll literally shut it down instead of give the clients wrong information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they'll basically suspend it until we verify.
I gotta remember what the password is.
Well, yeah, so the username and password is going to be sent. Oh, you're talking about for your email? Or is it saying for your account with us?
For my account or whatever I'm trying to sign in for.
Yeah, here, let's actually activate your account, because it might be giving you headaches because the account's not active. I sent that to you early so you can get an idea on what it looks like, but I think it's just giving us the hiccup because the account's not active. So let's just activate it. You said that you wanted to put it under your business name. Is this under your name, but does it have the business name on it as well? Your billing information?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me add Jerry's Plumbing Services LLC on there. And you can write it off. Be one of your last business expenses of the year. And then 6730 Roosevelt Road is the proper billing address?
Yeah.
Same as the street address we're sending Google PIN. Okay. All right. And then there should be 16 digits on the front of the card. If you could read it left to right, I'll repeat it back to you. Okay. This will activate the account and automatically send you those forms out instead of me manually sending it. I think that's the hiccup we're running into here.
5367.
5367. 1200. 1200. 0221. 0221. 2688. 2688. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
06/27. So 627.
Okay. And then 3-digit code on the back. Oh, say that again.
967.
967. Okay. You're in like a rough area or something. You were cutting out there in the middle of that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Sit tight, Jerry. I'm going to send everything over. This one will send you username and password now. It'll send you the full agreement in writing, and it'll send the activated version of that verification form.
All right.
I tried to cut a corner there, and it just didn't let me. I was like, okay, let me just show him what he's going to need for the Google verification and kind of walk you through it. Because sometimes what's been happening with these clients, or with my clients, they've been calling me back like right after, and they're going, wait, what do I do here? What do I do here? So I'm like, maybe I should just start walking guys through this at the point of sale.
Right.
Yeah, and that way they understand it instead of just leave them with it to figure it out. Because some guys aren't tech savvy. Like, you get these young business owners, and they're like, you know, they're born with the phone, so they just hop on it and they fill it all out real quick.
I ain't very tech savvy.
All good.
But
all good. Yeah. I'm like the last generation, you know? Like, I was born with, like, parents had pagers and those brick phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to steal my mom's phone and play Snake when it had no color on the screen, you know? It's just those big brick Nokia.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything before me, and it's you're going to have a tough time, you know? So I get it.
The good old days.
Yeah, right? Before the phones, you know? I got two kids. They're 5 and 3, and they're my 3-year-old pop on there, punch in his birthday, they unlock it, and start go to YouTube, watch videos. Doesn't even ask anybody for help. I'm like, what the heck?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Guy can't even. He's actually pretty smart, though. He can actually read books already. He's pretty small. So.
Good.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's, I mean, it's not my doing, you know. I mean, I did read to him a lot, but it's just the technology was just brainwashing him with the alphabet and numbers in his first couple years of his life. So he kind of figured it out pretty quickly.
Yep, learning a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. I mean, we do have the parent blocks on there, but I just feel like they're going to get to a certain point where they're going to be able to work their way around it, and then my kids are going to be dark web looking at. Yeah,
yep.
Who knows what's out there?
Yeah, you know, and you try to keep them from buying stuff or whatever, and lock that, and they figure out a way. And next thing you know, you got $20 charge there, and they're buying this and that, and
yeah. I'm just trying to make sure they know Jesus. You know, Jesus is the thing that stopped me from doing bad stuff. You know, there was a couple of times I would have blown a guy's head off or two. You know, but I was like, hey, you know, I don't want to go to hell.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That was the only thing that stopped me. You know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, so I try to teach them, you know, teach them about Jesus real early, and hopefully that'll help them out. All right, are we getting anything coming through?
So, I got a text message here.
Okay, that's the username and password, it looks like, and then also looks like you got the subscription terms, maybe. Does it say Jerome? Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that link is going to have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So that way you have it documented, even though you're not binded to a contract. It's going to document everything that we're doing for you each month for the price. So that way you have it outlined. And then also I've set you up to keep that deal. So when you decide you want to continue to use this as your long-term solution, you don't got to worry about us going, hey, now we got you hooked. $500, you know. It'll just stay $299 as long as you're with us.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so you're all set in stone there. And that's a pretty good number. I mean, there's guys that are paying about double, and they're able to afford it. I mean, obviously, they're going to have a lot more reviews than you starting out. You're going to kind of be the new guy on the block, but we'll get you there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yep, we'll build it up. But so that Google verification form, like I said, try to fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Just check that box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing the video call. It's a pretty simple form. And then you want to sign that service agreement, and then we're going to circle back for that client interview. I got you locked in for tomorrow between 9 and 10 Central time.
All right.
So it should be you're on Central, right? Kind of right on the cusp. Yeah. Okay. It was telling me to the east of you is Eastern Standard, though. You're not very far from the timeline.
No, we're close.
Yeah.
No, we're close.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but it's scheduled CT, 9 a.m. So they'll text you at 8 a.m., Central Standard. It's automated message. And then my representative will contact you, and they'll walk you through it. I did send you my direct number and extension. I know there's a lot of information that you got right there, but if you just save that, and then if you're having any troubles with it, I know you're not a complete dinosaur, but if you need help, just call me, okay? I'll jump on there with you and make sure you know exactly what's going on, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Jerry. I'm looking forward to stealing you from Home Advisor. I'm going to save you a lot of money and make you a whole lot more, too, so appreciate the opportunity.
There we go. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.